From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. An attack in Mogadishu. Witnesses in Somalia's capital say at least 10 people were killed and more than 15 wounded when militants attacked a hotel Wednesday. The assault on Mogadishu's Ambassador Hotel came hours after Somali officials said a top commander of the militant group Al-Shabaab was killed in a military operation. Fighting rages for control of the Iraqi city of Fallujah. Islamic State militants seized the city more than 2 years ago, and now Iraqi forces are trying to take it back. Some 20,000 children are believed to be trapped in Fallujah. The UN Children's Fund says very few families have been able to leave. There are fears that the thousands of civilians who remain could be used as human shields. Those who have managed to escape describe a deteriorating situation where food and medicine is in short supply. Syrian Democratic Forces, a Kurdish-led alliance working alongside American Special Forces, have taken control of 9 villages near the Turkish border in Syria since Tuesday. They are advancing toward the Islamic State-controlled town of Manbij. Meanwhile, an aid convoy reached the Damascus suburb of Daraya Wednesday, the first such aid to reach the area since 2012. Some observers fear the delivery is too little, too late, and are calling for humanitarian airdrops into the area. Suspected arsonists have burned down a new refugee center in Austria near the German and Czech borders. The Red Cross said 48 asylum seekers had been expected to move into the residential center in 2 weeks. Authorities said the building and at Altenfelden in northern Austria was deliberately set on fire overnight. They say no injuries were reported. This is VOA News. Egyptian aviation officials said Wednesday a French ship picked up signals likely emitted from the black boxes of the Egyptair jet that crashed in the Mediterranean Sea last month. The Civil Aviation Ministry said a French Navy surveillance vessel picked up the signals from the seabed. About half of France's train traffic was halted Wednesday as rail workers went on strike to protest their working conditions and propose changes to French labor rules. According to the National Society of French Railways, service on about 40% of France's high-speed trains and more than half of its regional trains was canceled. Switzerland has inaugurated the Gotthard Base Tunnel, with the world's longest and deepest rail tunnel running more than 57 kilometers beneath the Alps. German Chancellor Angela Merkel, French President François Hollande, and Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi joined Swiss leaders in an opening celebration for the tunnel. The tunnel will become fully operational in December. Compromise may be in store on the issue of electoral reform in Kenya. Lenny Ruvgava has more.
Kenya's opposition parties held a demonstration in Nairobi Wednesday to mark Freedom Day. Addressing thousands of supporters, Raila Odinga, the leader of Kenya's main opposition coalition, CORD, said the opposition and the government have agreed to each name 5 parliamentarians by Friday to hold talks on electoral reform. Odinga said the opposition's demands remain the same and that the 9 members of the Electoral Commission board must step down. The opposition has said the Electoral Commission favors Kenya's ruling Jubilee coalition. The government has so far refused to dissolve the commission. Lenny Ruvaga, Nairobi.
A Muslim girl from Florida will have a chance to attend a military college and still wear her religious head covering. Sana Hamza's request to wear the covering was turned down by the Citadel Military College, which has strict requirements for uniform dress. However, Norwich University, the nation's oldest private military college, said yes to her request and will welcome her in the fall. Sana's father, though, says he is still considering taking legal action against the Citadel. The United States is taking action to block North Korea's access to global financial systems, an effort aimed at preventing money laundering. The Treasury Department on Wednesday designated North Korea as a primary money laundering concern. The department said the North Korean government is notoriously deceitful in its financial transactions. It says the North continues an illicit weapons program and other destabilizing activities. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.